Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad to have you with us. And I'm not sure if... There we are, and good evening, YouTube, too. Good evening to our sister Phyllis on Zoom. And all of you who are or will be on YouTube and Facebook, hello and happy Saturday to you all. We are having like a balmy, wonderful time here in North Dakota. It got up to 40 degrees here today, and I think it's getting warm all over. I had heard a few other people saying, too, it's like spring has broke out already. This is our January thaw, must be, before January gets over with. So anyways, it's so good to have you all with us. Pastor is... He's still out on the road, and he's sleeping right now, but he's planning on being with us a little bit later. So what we're planning to do tonight, he wants us to, he pulled up a couple of our other read the words about the parables and receiving our miracles. And that is perfect because as we're listening to our prophecies this year given by everyone, it sounds like this is going to be the year of abundant miracles happening. And hallelujah for that. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles, and we receive them. Every time you hear of a blessing or a miracle coming around, say, I receive it. And so that's what we're planning. And then Pastor plans on dropping in a little bit. And he wants us to talk about and go over some of these things that we've seen or that we will see as we read the Word of God. The main thing this year, we read last night after the program some of the word of the Lord's for 2024 and prophecies, actual prophetic words that have been given out for this year as we're hearing in those. Boy, this is the time to be closer to God than you have ever, ever been in your life. Because it definitely sounds like this is, whoops. Hold on for just a second here. Let me mute. There we go. Good evening, Dan. It's good to have you with us, too. And Gwen, if you're home, it's good to have you guys with us. What was it? Oh, anyways, the fuller, we need to be full, saturated in the Word of God. And so, hence, we are reading some more Word tonight and discussing it and getting it down deep in ourselves. So, hallelujah. And I really, really loved reading this compilation of prophetic words for this year, and I wanted hunt down more because there are many more that we follow and trust leaders in the kingdom, and we would really like to hear what all of them had, the words they had heard from the Lord for the beginning of this year, but. As we heard last night, this is definitely a year of advancement and a year of abundance, a year of miracles and divine connections. Was it Chuck Pierce said that there will actually by Passover, God is sending angels to every state, and there will be angel activity in every state. Some of them, they'll be ready to war, and some of them, they won't. But all of them, all of the prophecies said everything that's going to be happening is going to require our participation, the children of God are going to be required to be in active participation of all of this, but it's going to be as dark as things get around us. It's going to be a year of great abundance and new doors opening to us, great advancement. They were just really, really good. Maybe I'll read them again just because I get excited just going over them again, but I do want to dig up more anyway. So there is that. The biggest thing is make sure you are walking with God, seeking his will, doing everything he gives you to do, and let's have his word. So embedded in us that there nothing can shake it out of us, because this sounds like it's going to be the time of separating the sheep and goat, as we said. So hallelujah. And I think we're all set up and ready to go. So I'm going to get us started. I'm going to get us started with our pledges and our opening prayers. At least I'm going to try really hard to do that. And then we'll get to our messages. And then, like I said, Pastor will pop in and we'll study some of these a little more deeply and talk over them. Or we'll just discuss them further too. So here we go. Whoops, let me get this stopped and get this shared. And here we go. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And here we go. We pray these verses over the lost in Israel, the United States of America, and every lost person in our lives, and over every terrorist and those supporting them. We pray Ephesians 1:17, Jeremiah 24:7, and Romans 10:9. We thank you, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, have given the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. We pray now, Father, cause these to receive it. And God, we declare they will have a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God. For they shall return to you with their whole heart. Father, we pray they will come to know Jesus, believe, receive, and confess him as their Lord and Savior. Amen. The blood of Jesus speaks a better word. The blood of every martyr, every fallen soldier, every victim of terrorism, every child that has been aborted cries out today, Father, bring heaven's justice against these workers of iniquity who pervert justice and have no regard for life. We ask for your mercy. We repent of the sins of the nations of the world. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and heal our land. Amen and amen. And you know what? I was going to mention, too, that today, you know, yesterday I had read the article from the Truth and Liberty about Texas standing for their rights to patrol and control their borders from all of the immigration, illegal immigration that's happening. And now today, one of our friends, our good friend Ken Brumbaugh, that comes on the program fairly frequently, he posted a post that Arizona now has stood up to, and they have passed a law that no one can come through their borders either without entering through a posted legal crossing. So that is just awesome. So now we pray New Mexico stands up as well. It is just so exciting to see how all of a sudden America all over is standing up and saying, no, enough. We cannot turn our country over to the devourer, which is basically what has been trying to happen. And this nation was founded to be a blessing of God to the rest of the nations of the world. And for us to just let it be turned over to the devourer is wrong. So it's wonderful. I'm so happy. I know all of us are so happy to know that America is standing up, and we've got to keep our eyes open for those things and support each other. I'm just so excited about Arizona, New Mexico. Come to your senses and you stand up too, in Jesus' name. Because they do have every legal right to do that. So thank you, Lord. So on that note, I know I had said last night that I was going to read Dr. Barclay's I Predict 2, because we didn't have time to do it last night with reading the other prophecies, and we still will get to that. But for right now, let's do the messages, because I don't know if or when Pastor's going to pop in, and I want to make sure, you know, that when he can, we have these messages ready. So here we go. I'm going to share. Oh, hold on for just a second. I forgot in all of my setting up, I forgot this process that I have to actually make. You have to sign my phone in and make it the co-host of the program in order to do this. But you know what? It is so much easier. I don't know about from this. Well, I'm sure you have to see it from your end too. It is, it's so much easier from our end, from when we used to play videos and we used to have to set up the speaker separately, and we didn't have good sound most of the time, and sometimes we didn't have good audio either. So this is much nicer. I just need to remember to do it before the program starts so I don't have to do it after we're already here. Okay, so I am signed in now. The phone is the co-host. There we go. You stop this video and share this one. And I failed to mention that this first one is Matthew 13 and Luke 8. Pastor calls this the greatest parable of the New Testament. Ready? Here we go. Okay, it's not quite morning anymore, but that's all right. That is too funny, as we were just talking about the technology, and here this is starting up this way. And, you know, I just noticed, too, I was thinking, wow, he sounds really harsh in this video, but I forget when we were recording these, when he was saying good morning, it was usually about between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning when we were recording these. So we were like a little rough at the end of the day. We keep saying we're going to re-record them, but we've not done that yet. But anyways, that's funny. So here we go again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll stop this video here, and I'm not meaning to just stop the prayer of salvation, but I know we will pray it in the next video as well. Such good reading, and Jesus is so, aren't you just impressed with him? He never freaked out about time or anything that was going on. He so knew, he knew in his heart God had all of this. And That's the peace that all of us need to be walking in on a daily basis. And it's a challenge with everything going on around us, but we have to remember all the same things were going on around him all the time, except he continuously literally had people after him trying to kill him while he's trying to carry out all of these things. But he was at such peace and confidence and assurance and rest in God, knowing he was going to fulfill everything the Father had for him, and he had it covered. And it's just so impressive to me, you know, as most people would be like, oh my goodness, get to this little girl before she dies, hurry up and get there. And he's like, wait, who just touched me? And it's just okay with it. And it doesn't matter if I get there in 4 days, God will bring her back, as he did with Lazarus. You know, it just was never an issue for him. And what a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And it always amazes me, too, whenever there were going to be naysayers there, he booted them out immediately. It was like, you're not going to be in the presence trying to hinder what the Father is trying to do with this little girl and so many other situations too. And that's what we need to be doing too, is get the naysayers out in a way. They can observe and learn from out there, but you're not going to stand here in the midst of this and cause hindrance to what the Father is trying to do in this situation. It's just we're so impressed with Jesus. I love that. Okay, so anyways, here we go on to the next message. This one, this one we're doing Mark 4 and 5. And this is more parables and taking your miracle. I love doing these read the words. It's always I love the preaching and teaching along with it, but hearing the word in chapters at a time and hearing it read to you, and especially as you can follow along, it just seems like you get more revelation and you absorb so much more that way. I just love it. So anyways, here's the next word. Let's stop this video and let's share this one again. As soon as I find my sharer spot, here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
There we go. We'll stop there because we will pray the prayer of salvation a little bit later. Let me get this stopped. Hello there. I wanted to welcome Roger and Rebecca and Sunday on YouTube too. Love you guys. Glad to have you with us. No, that was my phone. It just scared there for a second, though, didn't it? He did have amazingly vivid recollection of incidences, didn't he? It was amazing. Wow. Amen. I'm muted because our old cat is in a yowling streak tonight, so I was trying to be muted. It is. Here we go. Luke 2:19. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Matthew 9. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Thank you. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. I receive it. Thank you. It was like Toby, not Toby. Oh my goodness. Moly. Yeah, if anybody wants to see an inspirational movie, grab that and watch it. And that's what the movie is named. And I think it was his name is spelled M-U-L-L-I. A really, really great movie. It is about 9:25. I don't see any questions. And Rebecca, I just looked it up and it actually is M-U-L-L-Y. But thank you for putting that information there for us. You're always so good at that. We appreciate it. Yeah, I don't remember. It wasn't very much, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're still here. I will read 1 Corinthians myself. I don't have those, have that in slides like you do. But I do have the prayer of salvation and those, so. No, I always read it. Do you want me to start now? You were in the middle of a sentence when you... Yeah, wow, that is so true. So true. Amen. Amen. Are you ready? All right. All right. And yeah, that is correct, Rebecca, M-U-L-L-Y. And I don't know that it's in a book. It probably is, but it's a movie that we had seen, and it's just called Molly. Great movie, so grab it. And again, thank you for putting that information in there. Okay, let's receive communion. First, I'm going to read the verses. You can read along in your Bible from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll start at verse 23. And when we get done reading that, we will pray a prayer of salvation. I'll actually put that up on the screen so you can see the words, so we can all pray it together. Anyone that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the night to make that decision. You don't have to have your life completely in order. You don't have to have any part of the Bible memorized. This is the beginning of your journey, and this is what it's about, is learning to walk with Jesus. The biggest thing is making that decision to do that, and you don't want to wait. There's no reason to wait. Jesus could come back at any moment for us, and you want to be out of here in the first rapture. You don't want to be here after the church is removed. But it also is, even here on the earth, it is such a wonderful life to live your life on purpose for Jesus. It changes everything for you. So please consider praying that prayer tonight with us and making that decision. And we will help you know how to walk with God. We have this wonderful family of believers here with us that are called the Community of Faith, and they're a wonderful support. So let's read these verses, and then we'll pray the prayer of salvation before we receive communion. And then once you've made that decision and prayed the prayer of salvation, you can receive communion with us as well. So here we go. Indy meant it too. Okay. Here we go, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Let me get my communion elements here. If you don't yet have your communion elements with you, run and get those so we're ready. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats of this bread or drinks of this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And what that means is being reverent to what we're doing here. You don't do this haphazardly. You remember this is representing the body and blood of Jesus that we're receiving into ourselves. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We were sinners. We needed a Savior, and he gave us everything we needed. That's what this means. So here we go. Now I'm going to share the screen and put up a prayer of salvation. It's not the only prayer of salvation. It is a prayer of salvation. Pray this from the very depths of your heart. Pray this as if it's going to change your life and your whole eternity, because it is. So here we go. And even if you've prayed this 100 times, pray it again. It's a wonderful rededication to God. It's a refreshment to your spirit and your soul. So please feel free to pray this out loud. Here we go. I thank you. Whoops. My highlighter went crazy. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, You sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you. Oh, I so apologize. I did not share that screen. Here we go. We'll start over so that you can actually see the words and read them with us. Here we go again. Let's start at the beginning. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we would like to say welcome to the family of God. We're so happy for you because we know what a wonderful change this is in your life. We would love to hear from you. Please contact us. Our contact information is in the notes of every YouTube program. Let's say most every YouTube program. And also you can go to our website at samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith website. And our information is on there too. And actually the prayer salvation or the communion prayer is on there too. So that if you ever are not on the program and want to receive communion or receive communion with your family, that's there too. And there's other information, there's prayers and things. But anyways, please get a hold of us and let us know you've made that decision. If you have any questions, Pastor would love to help bring understanding to you. We have thousands of videos out there that we could send you links to if you have questions or need greater understanding. And be with us as often as you can. We're here at some point every day of the week. So, and our schedule is actually in the notes too. So you'll know when to be with us. We'd love to have you with us always. So, and now, All right. So next I'm going to share the screen again and we will pray. First we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it as well. Oh, let's pray over, hold up your communion elements and let's pray over these two. Father, we thank you for these communion elements and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now here we go. Let's pray over the bread. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And now let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered to save us. And now if you'll hold up the juice, now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly, throne of room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing, healing, redeeming blood. Oops. Thank you, Lord. Sister, oh, go ahead. All right.
There is none like you. I worship you, Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you thanks, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
It does seem like we're hearing that a lot lately. It does say regret, feel regret or sadness about the loss or disappearance of something. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're welcome. Amen. Those Brussels sprouts. We do love you. Yep, see you tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central, about noon Eastern Standard Time.
See you soon. Thank you.